All right, let's turn to Galatians 3. Galatians 3, taking our time to go through these things. You know, anybody can read the Bible and get nothing out of it. There's a lot to every letter, every word of Scripture. And so, Christ died. How many know that Christ died 2,000 years ago? Christ died at the hands of sinful men. Christ died at the hands of sinful men. But since that's all there were, he died at the hands of men. That's all there's to it. There wasn't anything else but sinful men. So the reason that he died was so that he would die for you.
Amen.
But then you don't have to die.
Amen.
So the reason that he died was so that you would not have to. That's it. Now, it isn't just that he died for you, he died as you.
Amen.
You're dead.
Yes.
You're dead. Now you're dead. Everybody say, I'm dead.
I'm dead.
Okay. What are you dead to?
Sin.
Sin.
This world.
This world.
Flesh, devil.
Other people. You know, whatever. We're not worried about anything. We're dead to this world, meaning this world is not scary or wonderful or anything. We're dead to it. We're completely 100% dead. Now, Paul says that in the second chapter as it closes up. Good morning. As it closes up, I am crucified with Christ. So when Christ was crucified, you actually were crucified.
Yes.
So you're not going to ever be crucified, by the way, because you already am. You're already crucified with Christ. So the old has passed away. That means the law is gone. The law of sin and death. You can sin now if you want to. You may sin. Before, if you sinned, you died. Now, since Jesus died, it doesn't matter. You actually cannot behave, and you're okay. How many of you have, at one time in your life, not behaved? One little bitty time. One time. Jerry, okay, that's good. Everybody. One time. So if you have ever sinned, yeah, it doesn't count. Doesn't count. It's just as though it never happened. So, you don't have to stop sinning. I know you won't. And you don't have to stop sinning. And you don't have to start being good. Now, if I could ever preach this properly, correctly, by the power of the Spirit, I could end all human confidence in the flesh. I could end it. But I can't. I can just tell you right now, people, they don't argue with what I just said. They just don't believe it. I don't care how many times I say it. You can sin. Now, does God want you to sin? Oh, of course not. Will he force you not to sin? Of course not. So then, you can. Do you go to hell because you sin?
No.
No. Do you go to hell because you, or you go to heaven because you don't sin?
No.
So man at his best state, that's when you're very nice, very, very nice. How many of you are very nice every once in a while? You're very, very nice. And some of you are more than others. Some are more not so nice. And others are nice a lot to their own thinking, but not before God.
Right.
God doesn't count it. God does not count it. When Jesus died, you died. So if you died, you died. What did you die to? The law and sin. And death. You're dead. You're dead to dead. You're dead. You're dead. So it's over. You've already paid. Whatever you did against God, when God said behave yourself, your answer is no. I won't. Have you ever seen a little bitty kid and you tell him to go to bed and it's only, I don't know, 8:30 or something? No. You ever seen a little kid do that? No. I don't want to. And they don't want to disobey you, but they don't want to go to bed right then. You eat your peas. Don't want to. You ever seen a little kid do that? It's just pure rebellion. Pure rebellion. Little bitty kids are so cute. They're cute. No. They don't say, no, I won't. They don't say it like that because they're kind of a little scared. No. It's just a little no. But a little rebellion means from the inside they don't want to do what they're told. Everybody noticed about that, little kids? I mean, not us big people, but little kids. They just don't behave. And sooner or later, they're going to misbehave. Hey, you put your clothes on. You put your clothes on right now. We're going to church. You put those on. And they just run around the table naked. And they don't want to. You ever seen that? Little kids do that. They're rebellious. Thank God we're not like little kids. We're big. We all dressed. Thank you. That's good. I'm just telling you something. Listen to what the Bible says, not what you think. Stop being cultural. Stop being, you know, family persuaded. Little kids are right. There is no law on a little kid. There's no law. That's why little kids just, they don't even know what you're talking about. No, what kind of word is that? That doesn't make any sense. You stop playing with your food right now. The little kids are like that. Have you ever noticed the little kids do that? Every kid in the world will do it. They're playing with their food like this instead of eating it. You know, and they... And they're not going to do what you say because they don't want to. But isn't that amazing that people have inside of them a not want to spirit? Have you ever noticed that about little people? Little bitty people are like that. But big people sometimes, Jerry, sometimes, I'm not saying this all the time, but sometimes big people don't want to do what they're told. Right? I just want to tell you something. God's not mad. Never has been, never will be. I was never angry, ever, at my kids for misbehaving. Never. I gave them all kinds of laws. I just heaped laws on them, knowing they would disobey. And I could hardly wait till they disobeyed so that then I could spank them. I loved doing it. I just could hardly wait till they did it. Did you do what I said not to do? Because that's in the Bible, you know. And I just wanted to teach them this Bible verse. Did you do what I said not to do? I don't know. Because they don't want to say yes. They don't want to say yes. And the cookie crumbs are still on their face. And, you know, whatever it is they weren't supposed to do. So I always made the laws very fierce. Because I wanted them to get the idea that law keeping is no fun. And I think I succeeded in that. Because, you know, then I taught them after a while is, hey, you know what? Instead of spanking, I could actually just hit the bed with this stick. If that was something you would be open to. Said that right away. Dad, I want that. That's called mercy. Dad, mercy. I know I did wrong. That's all you have to do is say, I did wrong. I know I did wrong. But, Dad, show me mercy. Did y'all see that?
Yes.
But you do have to say that. I did wrong, but Jesus died for me on the cross. Okay, Dad, don't forget that. You were a sinner too, Dad. Because I told him I was a sinner too when I was 3. But you know what? Every once in a while I still sin. Is anybody like me? On a once in a while basis. Every once in a while. No, I don't believe that. I believe that apart from Jesus, everything you do is going to be selfish. Everything you do is for yourself. Everything you do is for your own pleasure. Everything. Everything. Nobody just hits themselves in the head and said, that was just pleasant. Might hit somebody else in the head and that could be pleasant, but not yourself. You don't want to do that. So people just do what, I mean, they're just following their flesh. How many know you're born in the flesh and you got flesh? You just don't want the flesh to hurt? That doesn't feel good. And you wanted to have as much pleasure and fun as possible. Whenever I'd walk into the house, I would always say to the kids, what do you want to do today, work or play? And I gave them a choice. Do you want to work with Dad out in the yard, you know, raking leaves and stuff like that? Or play? And it didn't take them 2 seconds, play. They always said play. I mean, even my grandkids are like that. They always want to play. Do you want to go with Grandpa Jim to the bookstore? No. What do you want to do? Play. They always say that. Let's wrestle. You know, let's fight. Grandpa's old. He can't wrestle anymore. Grandpa's very old. Once he gets down, he can't get up. And so with my littlest ones, they always want to wrestle with me and prove that they're awesome. Some TV show they saw, you know, whatever. They want to hit me and all this stuff. Hi-ya! And they just jump right off the couch on to you. Grandpa Jim! I love it because little kids don't have any laws. They don't know anything about stop. I want you to know something. God has never been mad. I don't care what the churches say. He's never been mad. He's never been angry. Never. Not even for a second. Not even for a second. Pastor, it says in there he was wrath. I know. I know what it says. It says he has wrath on sin. I know that. But did you read the rest of the book? It says that Jesus Christ took all the wrath of God on himself as a substitute for you. Now, either he did or he didn't. Did Jesus Christ die on the cross for himself and his sinfulness? He never sinned. He never did. I always do what's pleasing to my Father. But you know what? No matter how hard I try not to sin, I will. I will. I could bury it. I could hide it. I could be a hypocrite. I could be a liar. But sometimes I get mad at people. Do you ever get mad at people? Just, you know, the way they are, so stupid. Have you ever thought of that? You are so stupid. You're not as smart as I am. I can't believe you just said that. I can't believe you just did that. Have you ever thought that in your head? I mean, it just comes into your head. Just comes into your head. They are so stupid. I could answer that easily. And when you're smarter than other kids, you want to lord it over them a little bit. I know the answer. And so I just want you to know this. God has never been angry at your sin. God has never been mad. He has never hated you. He may hate your sin, but he doesn't hate you. If he hates your sin and not you, then he'll forgive you. He'll give you mercy, like I did to my kids. When you give mercy to someone, that means they don't deserve it, but you're going to give it to them anyway. And for some reason, when they've just done wrong and they know they deserve a spanking, but I hit the bed instead. Mom never knew that I did this because I told the kids, cry like you're crying so that Mom doesn't come in here and find out that I didn't spank you. Because she wants you punished for what you just did. So, I spanked the bed. That's funny. David even had books in his pants, so that when I spanked him, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. He had them in his pants in case he got a spanking. I don't know how he knew ahead of time that he was going to get one, but he did. And he was a consummate actor. Dad, I'm so sorry. Oh, God, I'll never do it again. You know, he was really good. And, I tended to believe him because he sounded so sincere. But he did it again and again. And so it was a lie. And so we told him to go out and rake leaves, get 25 cents a bag. And in a few minutes, you know, maybe it'll take 30 bags and make a lot of money, 15 bucks or whatever it was, or 7 bucks or something. And then in a few minutes, he's not there. He's at the neighbor's playing. Dave, are you there? Can't see you in the backyard. Oh, Dad. Yes. I thought you were raking leaves. I did. There's a bag. No. You were supposed to do 30 bags or something, you know. Why? I don't know what happened. I just... Dave, don't lie. Well, I just wanted to play with Jack. So he wanted to play with Jack. Was I ever angry at my son? No. Well, one time I was. One time I was. I just picked him up like this. He was 12. And I just pulled him right up off the ground like that. And I was mad because he didn't say he was bad. He didn't say he was bad. I don't know. Mama asked him something. And I knew he was not telling the truth. So tell the truth. But other than that, I didn't do it. And I remember the girls, they were watching. We have 3 girls. They were watching, and their eyes were big as saucers. Dad is going to kill him. But after I was over with my rage, because I did become enraged, I got down on my knees and I said, David, I was a rotten father. I was no good. That's not the way God behaved toward me. I did wrong. Will you forgive me? And then he forgave me. But mom said, he didn't really forgive you. You have marred him for life. You have. He'll never forgive you. He's never going to forget that. So years later, because she kept using that on me all the time, I said, he's not angry. We talk together and play together. We're okay. He hates you deeply. He won't. Does he ever come to you when he has problems? No. He goes to you because you're more softer than I am. He said, well, ask him someday. So one day I asked him, Dave, are you still angry at me for throwing you up against the door? We had one of those closets near the front, you know, we had little lines on how tall you are. I had him up a little above those lines, and his feet were off the ground like that. Do you hate me now? Mother says you still do secretly. She won't go to. You won't come to me because you know I'm a bad father. But you're just like mom because she's not like that. He said, I don't remember. No. When I grabbed you by the shirt and held you up like that and I was angry and the girl's eyes were big and so on and so forth. And mother was begging me not to kill you and stuff like that. So he said, no, I don't really remember that, Dad. And I said, well, I did do it. Mom can tell you I did it. But he said, well, I probably deserved it. And he walked out of the room. So you all understand. People are never hated by God. So since that's true, and we do sin at times, that was a sin on my part, and I did acknowledge it. David, I sinned against you. I did bad. Girls, you can put your eyes back now. It's okay. I love David. I did wrong. Well, it can confuse them a little bit, because when you do wrong, you should get a spanking. But to go overboard like I did, that was wrong. But it was wrong because I love my son. I love my daughters. I love my wife. I love all people. So I did wrong. I missed the gospel. I missed the good news. Amen? You've done that once or twice.
At least.
Okay. Sometimes we go off the deep end. Does anybody else in this room? Karen, you have? It's good. Appreciate it. Jack, you have?
Once.
Chad, you never have. He never sinned. I love that. I love that. Is there anyone else here who has never sinned?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't?
Well, maybe just a little bit.
Little ones. Just little ones. I'm not even going to ask Raul. Okay. So if Jesus died, you died. If you died, you got to know what you died to, because it isn't just physical death. Jesus did die a physical death, but that killed your, not physical body, that killed your soul which likes to rule, which likes to do bad times, think bad. Even if you don't act on it, you still think it, feel it, want it. I hate what she did. But God is not mad, never has been, never will be. He has never gotten mad at anybody. What about Pharaoh? No, wasn't. What about Esau? No, he wasn't. It says he was, I know, but that's not what it means. It does not mean he got mad. You know what it meant? That Jesus Christ died for Esau and Pharaoh and all mankind, and therefore God cannot be angry at anyone but Jesus for giving them the hope, the gospel of happiness on this earth and in heaven forever and ever and ever. What do you think? Has God ever been angry? The answer is no. The only anger he ever had went on Jesus for you so that it never can come on you. So there is therefore now no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus, who did what?
Died.
Well, he died for us, right. But what it's saying in there, because the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has now the law of the Spirit of life, the law of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, of life in Christ Jesus hath set me free from the law of sin and death. Isn't that amazing? There it is. It's over. So if God is not mad, never will be, never can be. It's impossible for God to ever be angry, really. Now, he could show some anger, but he can't be angry at you or me. He loves, did you know that God loves everybody? For God so loved the world. He loves everybody, everybody. Al-Qaeda, chopping head off people. He loves them. We don't, but he does. He loves people that lie, that cheat. He loves people that murder. He loves people because he made them. Whatever he made, he gets to decide what's good and evil. He decided that it's good to forgive people and that it's evil to make them pay for their sins. Now, this is not true of mankind. How many know here, if you go over the speed limit, the police can give you a ticket and punish you. Or if you hurt somebody, the police can take you into custody. Or they can even kill you if you resist arrest. So, we know that people sometimes do get mad. People are not like God. God is not like people. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Do y'all see that? He's not just saying that. He means literally. Everything about God is like nothing of you. And everything like you is like nothing of God. So, has God, in Christ Jesus, forgiven you for all your sins forever and ever?
Yes.
Okay, you got the concept down. Now let's get it into your reality. So when someone else sins against me, Raul, what do?
Forgive them.
Right. That's it. So there it is. You love them, no matter what they do. Now let's just make this up. Let's assume that Jacob does something wrong. I know he hasn't done anything wrong so far, because he's too young to do that. But let's say he did something wrong, and he comes and says, Dad, you know the car you just loaned me? I destroyed it. I just destroyed it. Sorry. What would be your attitude toward him? Your response is, well, it's just, you know, a bunch of tin, just a bunch of, you know, leather and so on and so forth. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. I'll pay for it. Now, all of my four children all banged up at least one or two or three cars. All of them. Am I right? Have you ever had a... And the last one was the best. You know her. The last one was the best. Dad, I have watched, you know, Kara and Kirsten and David mess up cars, but I have been very carefully examining them. I will not break a car like that. And not only that, Dad, you can get me a new car because you gave them old cars knowing they would get in accidents, but you can give me a new car. And, you know, she was just 17. I said, well, I don't know. They've all had at least one or two or three accidents each. I don't think that's a good idea. Dad, you can trust me. I've thought it out. How many young people are just eager to have a car, but they're also, they're, even though their instincts are very quick, they have quicker instincts than I have, for sure.
Right.
But they don't have quite the wisdom and the experience that I have. And therefore, young people are likely to get into an accident. Jacob, you've never done that, right? Am I right? So far. Have you? No? You've got a wonderful family. It's powerful. But it is possible that you could get into, you know, something, you know, a bumper or something, or someone could run into you. And therefore, they've done something wrong that's going to cost money. That makes it double wrong. I mean, it's one thing to bang up the car. It's another thing to survive. But then it does cost money, though, to fix them. I remember the third car that one of my daughters ruined. On the third car, she called up, Dad, sit down. I knew something was wrong right there. Sit down means you're going to get into a rage or something. Dad, sit down. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Wait till I get there. Okay. All right. I'll wait there. And then she said, Dad, it was all my fault. What was your fault? I know she had an accident, but what was your fault? I got in an accident, but I take full blame for it. It wasn't, you know, because of the rain. It wasn't because of the brakes not working. It wasn't because of something. It was, I take full responsibility, and Dad, don't say anything. I'm going to pay for it myself. Wow, that's a responsibility. How many know that is an awesome response? So I love that. You're going to pay for it. Okay, well, praise God, what a mature daughter you are. That is so mature. You're not blaming anybody else. You're going to take full responsibility, and you're going to pay for it yourself. How much money do you have right now? None? You don't have any money? No. Oh, well, then how are you going to pay for it? Well, I thought you'd loan me the money, and then I would pay you little by little. Oh. So you're taking full responsibility, but actually, I have to cover you. And then I looked at her and said, okay, I'll do it. And could I get a new one? No, because you'll bang it up again. I won't, Dad. Okay, I did lie the first two times, three times now. That's it. But I'm not going to ever bang it up again. Okay, but I'm not going to give you money anymore either. Because now I'm thousands and thousands in debt. And so she said, okay, Dad. And you know what? That's how you grow people up. You let them know that when they've done something wrong, you're not mad. You're not angry. Because you love them. Isn't that good, Jerry?
She was delegating responsibility.
Yes, she did. She did. She was very good. I think she should be a lawyer. But anyway, she was very good at taking the grace side of it rather than the, you know, burden side of it. I love that. In other words, Dad, you love me. Don't forget you love me. Remember, Jesus loves you, and you love me unconditionally. No conditions, no matter what. And I taught her that out of the Bible because I read that in the Bible. But then when it comes to reality, what are you going to do? And so since I'm a loving father, as she reminds me, Dad, don't forget you're a loving father, just like Jesus. Okay. So that means I pay and you walk off scot-free. That's it. That's it, Dad. That's it. That's your purpose as a dad. How many know she's right? Do you understand that she's right? She's right. I'm a young person. You're an old person. You make money and you've saved it just for me so that you could cover me when I got into mistakes. I love that. What an intelligent daughter I have. So I want you to know something. When Christ was crucified, you died. And if you died, then there can be no punishment for sin, because sin leads to death. But you've already died, so then there can be no death, because there is no law, because that's what you died to, is the law. So she can do no wrong. And that's the way I look at Cynthia. It's exactly the way I look at you. Is there's nothing you could ever do that would make me angry or mad, not for more than a few seconds, maybe. But did you know that Jesus set you free, and therefore you should set other people free? Amen. If you get free, you should set other people free. You don't have to. It's not going to force you. There is no law. You just do it freely. You know, there's nothing more fun than doing that. Like, God, if I help her, you got to help me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory, right? My God shall supply all my needs. So if somebody else needs something and I give it to them, then I'm broke. So I need God to keep filling up my tank so that I can give out, you know, from my tank of, you know, full. Now, what God wants you to know is be happy. Do you know why he created you? Do you know why he brought you into this world? So you could be happy. Are most Christians happy? No. Are most Christians happy? No, they're not. They're totally, totally still under laws. You did wrong. You did wrong. You call yourself a Christian? You're a hypocrite. I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't do that. Why? Because Jesus didn't do it to me. So I can't do it to anybody else. I won't. Dan, you have let me down several times. Could I hear an amen? So therefore, I should not trust him because he's not trustworthy. But you know what? I can't because Jesus died. Because Jesus died, so therefore I died. When he died, I died. So I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ liveth in me. Relationship in me. He's in me. Therefore, if he has life in himself, I have life. But mine is not in myself. Mine is in him. But because in him, life is now in me by his choice. Therefore, I have life. But I got it derivatively. He got it because he has it. He has life in himself. God the Father has life in himself. God the Son has life in himself. I don't. But I have life. Life. L'chaim. That's the Jewish word for it. Life, life, l'chaim. You ever see the fiddler on the roof? Life, life, l'chaim. Now, why does he do that? Because all eternal life you cannot get. You only have biological life. That means you die someday. Physically. But because of eternal life, I can't. Even if I did die, I'd just jump up again. It doesn't matter because I just go to sleep. I don't know the difference between death and sleep. I'm just tired. But when I wake up, I'll see Jesus. That's wonderful. How could I be happy? Easy. Because God has done everything for me. He does everything in me. He does everything through me. I give him all the glory.
Amen.
Isn't that powerful? Isn't that simple? Now, Alex, I know you've tried hard to be good, but you have been a failure, an utter failure. Have you not?
Absolutely.
It's not a laughing matter. That's horrible. 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 But you know what? Jesus loves you.
Amen.
So therefore, I love you. It's so simple. It's so simple. If God is good to us, we should be good to others, right? Even if they hurt us, even if they come against us, even if they despise us, so what? Why count it against them if there is no law now? So, let's say this chair was the law. This chair is no longer in business. This chair, do good, don't do bad. That's the law. Do good, don't do bad. Okay, that chair, according to Jesus, it's down here, we still have it. But up in heaven, there isn't any chair like that. So up in heaven, it's all faith that Jesus promised, his words, his death, his life, his everything, took care of everything. So now I can have heaven on earth. I can have heaven on earth. Do you have heaven on earth? How? Faith. Is it by faith or by works? Over here, I have to do something or stop doing something. But over here, he did it all for me. Therefore, I don't have to do anything except have faith in him. I just have to believe what he said. I don't see it. I don't understand it. I just believe it. That's all. I just hear it and believe it. It comes by hearing with faith in his promise. So when Jesus was on the cross, remember what he said? Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They're mad at me because they think you're mad at them. But you're not mad at them, and I'm not mad at them. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They're killing me, but that's actually a good thing. Because I want to die for their sins. So when I die, they won't be under any law anymore. So, who are you now? You're free forever. From guilt, from fear, from worry, from doubt. You don't have to be what people want you to be. You can be anything you are. You can be anything you are. Well then, Pastor, if that's true, I'll just sin. You will anyway. It doesn't matter if you just will sin. You're going to sin anyway. The issue is whether sin is counted by God. Does God count sin against you when Jesus died for you on the cross under the law? Jesus did not do any sin, but he died for you. He didn't do any sin, but he died for you. And people killed him, and he said, oh, it's okay. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. But what I know what I'm doing, which is getting rid of the law forever, they will never again have to stop sinning and start doing right. No behavior. How many know that little kids are not into behavior? They're just little kids, you know, just going about the house. They don't know what they're doing. You get to the table, okay, and they're just doing their own thing. Little kids have no laws. They don't understand laws. You have to beat it into them. Don't. But they just look at you like, you know, I don't know what a law is. You do what you're told. But Jesus Christ said, you know, that's not good for people. You know, I'm going to die for that, and I'm going to forgive them, and then I'm going to have them sit over here in the faith chair. Ah, just relax, just rest, because God loves you no matter what. So now you're loved by God for no reason at all. You didn't behave, you misbehaved, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. So, are we saved by works or by faith? Are we saved by works or by faith? Are we saved by not doing bad works and start doing good works? Or are we saved by the fact that Jesus always did good works and they're always for me?
Jesus.
This is an amazing religion we have. Buddhism is not like that. Hinduism is not like that. Muslim is not like this. They all want you to behave. Ours is the only religion that's made for real people. Ours is a great religion. I love our religion. It says that no matter what I've done, what I even thought, what I felt, doesn't matter. Because Jesus died for me. He lived my life for me. He lived his... Alex, did you know that his righteousness is yours? And when you talk to the Father, and the Father says someday, did you sin? You go, never. Now, he knows, of course, you did. But what he knows is that you're saying it because of what Jesus did for you. And then in you, and then through you. So that actually, when you're a Christian, Jesus actually keeps the law for you. So I did keep it, but I didn't keep it to get mercy. I had the mercy to get the power of the Holy Spirit. The minute God forgives you, you can produce. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is given to you. You just say, Father, baptize me with the Holy Spirit. Did you receive the Spirit by the keeping of the law or by faith in Jesus Christ keeping it for you? Yeah, faith. So it's simple. Now, it's so simple that I say that you will not remember this even after you leave. You won't remember it because it's so simple, it's too good to be true. You know, deep down, everybody thinks, no, wrong is wrong. Right is right. I don't believe that. I believe that Jesus settled that. I believe he took all the wrong on himself and died for you. Now you don't have to die. Not only that, you'll live forever. Not only that, you could actually do good works, but you have to do them for nothing. You have to be good for nothing. How many of you are good for nothing? Yes. Willis. Okay. Anyone else who's good for nothing? Raul.
Amen.
Good for nothing. Just be good for nothing. For no reason at all. You're just good. You know why you're good? You know why you're good? It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with what Jesus said. And you believed him. And he said, you're a new creation now. I am. But I'm still me. I still think what I think and feel what I feel and want what I want. No, you're not. You're a new creation. Why? Because of what I did. I died for your old man. Now your old man's not there. And there's only this new man in Christ. So therefore, when I do something, it isn't under the law. It's actually because of the new law of life in Christ Jesus. Life in the Spirit. The Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which has set me free from the law of sin and death. Now, I can actually do those things for free. Without any effort whatsoever. So, I love my wife and my daughter. I love my wife and my daughter for no reason whatsoever. Except what Jesus did. It wasn't something in me like they deserve it or they don't deserve it. Or it had nothing to do with anything. It just has to do with Jesus died for me and now I'm a new creation. So I behave just like God does. How does God behave? He's never been angry. Never angry. Never angry. Never. When Adam and Eve, they sinned. He said, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The day you eat it, you'll die. Remember that? Is that bad news or good news? It's good news for us. Because we did eat of the tree, and they did die, but they didn't die. Have you ever noticed how they ate the apple that he said, don't eat of it, or the day you eat of it, you'll die. And then they ate of it, and they didn't die. Isn't that weird? Isn't that strange? That the very thing he said not to do, they did. And he even told them what the consequence would that be. If you sin, you will die. You'll break our relationship. You won't be in relationship anymore with me. So remember when he came into the garden, he already knew what they had done. But he says like this, Adam and Eve, where are you? Did God not know where they were? How many know that God can see in the dark? He can see around trees. He can see everything because it's spiritual. So he knew exactly what they had done, but he says these words, Adam, where are you? You think he meant, where are you behind a tree hiding? No, no. What he meant was this. Are you still in relationship to me as my son, as my beloved? And Adam didn't know what to say, so he said, the woman did it. That was cool. The woman did it. I ate of it, but I wouldn't have done it except the woman. She did that. She tricked me into eating that because I saw after she ate it, she didn't die. Did you wait 24 hours? No. I ate it within 4 minutes. And so even though she ate it within, or he ate it, because she gave it to him, said, the woman gave it to me. That's the problem. The woman you gave me gave it. You gave the woman to me. That was your fault, God. Well, don't you think he was clever? Don't you think he was clever? Little kids are so clever. They know if they say, I ate the cookie, they get a spanking. So they say, I didn't eat the cookie, even though the crumbs are all over their mouth. I didn't eat it. And they're looking right at you, and the crumbs are still there. And they go like this to wipe it off. The evidence is obvious. Anyone can lie, but what if you knew the truth, that God's not angry? What if you knew that he was going to send Jesus someday who would die for you so that all your sins wouldn't even matter? He would take the punishment for all your sins, and then he'd remove the sin, then he'd give you the Holy Spirit who would live inside of you, and then you'd be able by the Spirit to do all kinds of fruit which you couldn't have done otherwise. That would be not just good works, but they'd be perfect in God's sight. Is that amazing or what? So if you can love people that are nasty, if you can love people that are not nice, if you can love people as people, regardless of what they say and do and don't say and don't do, then you're a Christian. That's a Christian.
Amen.
But it isn't just a Christian in theory. It's a Christian in fact. So, that's amazing, Alex. That'll set you free forever. Isn't it good not to be afraid?
Yep.
Not to be guilty? Even though you were? Isn't it good that he doesn't count it? Margaret, I don't know if you ever remember this. Do you remember if I would give you a spanking, did I ever give you the option of getting mercy? That was good.
We always faked out, Mom, now.
Yeah. And then you went, yeah, that's good. No, that's good. That's good. But they faked it out because Mom wanted them. Apparently, Mom didn't really want that, but I thought she did.
Mom was wearing them all. But I never did that to you. I never sneaky.
No, you're not sneaky, because that's a sin on my part. But I got it out of the Bible. I got it out of the Bible. So this is my idea, is that God loves everybody. This is my idea. But most of all, the thing that's most interesting to me is he loves me. He loves me. He loves me. I don't know if other people have sinned or not. I just know me has. But I know that Jesus Christ loves me, Jerry. And he's forgiven all my sins. And I don't have to look back. I don't have any guilt over the past. I have no fear of the future. I have total confidence.
Amen.
Because there is therefore now no condemnation for them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit.
Amen.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death.
Amen.
Isn't that powerful? I don't know if you understood this today. There is a Greek word that says, O foolish Galatians, foolish. Now, that word, anoetai, say it, anoetai. Let's do it again, one more time, because you got to get it just right. Anoetai.
Anoetai.
That means no. N-O-U-S, noose. That means mind. A, in front of it, says mindless. you don't have your mind. You've lost your mind. So when it says, "Oh, foolish Galatians," it's actually saying you have lost your mind. You began in the Spirit because you believed in Jesus. And now are you going back to behave yourself again because you're a Christian? Well, I want to look like one, act like one. You don't have to. I mean, you can do it for free, but nobody's making you behave. You're not going to go to heaven because you behave. You're going to go to heaven because Jesus behaved. For you, in you, through you. He did it all. Now, that's the only reason you go to heaven. In fact, you don't even go to heaven. Did you know you're already in heaven?
Amen.
I'm in heaven. Did you know you're already in heaven? The Bible, I'm not making this up. The Bible says this. It says that if any man in Christ, he is a new creation. He is a new creation. This chair over here. I'm a new creation because I'm in Christ. How? Because I believe that what he did actually was for me. And I believe he did everything. I don't believe he did half of it. I don't believe he paid a down payment. I believe he did everything for me. And he forgave my sin forever. Right there. And ever. So since he paid the whole debt, it isn't like religion where you pay incrementally each month. You give a mortgage payment. No. Jesus doesn't say, "I forgive you, but it's going to take a long time for you to start learning to be good instead of being bad all the time." He didn't say that. He just said, "I paid for the whole thing." Prepaid. It's already paid. You can go to Six Flags as often as you want. You can go to Neiman Marcus and buy any dress you need. You know, it's just like prepaid. It's amazing. So I don't have to worry about anything anymore. Because he paid it all. He said, "It's finished. It's over. I did it. Done." Okay, so if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. If it's passed away, then it's passed away. And if the new has come, then it's come. And that's in a perfect tense. There are very, very, I bet less than a dozen perfects in the New Testament. There's two of them right there. The old has passed away forever, perfectly. Nothing more needs to be done. And the new has come, perfectly. Nothing is missing. It's all finished. Wow. Boy, I can breathe. So no matter what I think or say or do, it doesn't matter. Because Jesus already did all my thinking and saying and doing. And therefore now I can do it, but I do it for free. Because it's already paid for. It's already taken care of. And so my doing doesn't add anything to it. I could do a good work today, but it doesn't make me go to heaven. His good work made me go to heaven. If I do it, it's just like frosting on the cake. I don't need to do it. I just do it because I like being a new creation. And I believe it. Amen. You got that, Raul?
Amen.
That's too strong. Too strong. But it's wonderful. It's what's wrong with the world today. I can solve all the problems of the world. I can solve all the problems, economic, political, and social. All of them. Including religious. Why? This truth. Right here. This little truth that it's not by works. It's not by what you do or don't do. It's by his work for you, and all you can do is believe it. You don't have to believe it. No one's making you believe it. It's just free. It's a free gift. How many know you don't have to go to the birthday party if they invite you? You don't have to go to the wedding if they invite you. But you can if you want to. It's like, they didn't invite me. No. You have the invitation. You can come take it if you want, but you don't have to. He still loves you. Even if you don't take it, he still loves you. It's just, do you want it? Is it of any value to you? It is for me because I sin sometimes, Alex. Sometimes, one day I sinned two times. Well, one right after the other. Has anybody ever done that? Two sins in one day? This is supposed to be a joke. You can sin twice, three times, 100 times. Did you know you can sin 400 times? And 90 times. After that, you're going to go to hell. That was a joke. No, the truth is, what he's saying is, I don't care what you do at any time. I still love you. I will never change my mind. I'm not like a man that I change. I am God. And I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I was the same in the Garden of Eden. I was the same with Abraham. I was the same with David, Moses, etc., etc., etc. And I will always be that way. And my son, Jesus Christ, he came down, died for all your sins. Everything they said, he did. Everything they promised, he fulfilled it. His blood on the cross requires nothing added to it because it's a perfect sacrifice. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Temporal and eternal, everything. Wow. That's one stop shopping. Has anyone ever gone to a place where you can buy everything you need right there? I mean, it's just like, wow, everything. Everything's at the table. Everything is spread out. I can eat anything I want, as much as I want. That's amazing. Does anybody know this is called good news?
Amen.
That's why they call the New Testament good news. Now, the other word I want you to learn, I'm going. But the other word I want you to learn is ebaskene. Say it, ebaskene. Okay, do you remember? Does anyone remember the first word I taught you in Greek?
No.
Anoetoi. It's probably like no toy, you know. Anoetoi. Okay, now this one is ebaskene. What does it mean? Ebaskene, the E means it's done to you. You're passive in it. In other words, who has bewitched you? So you've been bewitched by somebody. Somebody bewitched you. But here's the literal meaning of it. You know on the dollar bill there's like a little pyramid that isn't finished? And then at the top of it there's a little eye up there. Do y'all remember that? It's on your dollar bill. And so it's got that little eye on there. It means, bewitchment means that eye puts a spell on you so you're not able to think right. Keeping the law. Once you've been set free, why would you go back to behaving again? Why would you do that? But most Christians do go back. They go, well, I've been born again now. I have to show some appreciation. And so they go back now and start behaving again like they always did before. Like you have a second chance. Try again. No. This is gone forever. You misunderstood Jesus. If he sets you free, you're free forever. You're never going to be in debt again. I don't care what. He will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. He's got a lot of riches. He's smart and he's strong. He's smarter than you are. Did you know that God is smarter than you are? And he's better than you are. He's gooder. He's good all the time. God is good. And now, yeah, he's stronger than you are. So if he wants to do something good for you, nobody can stop him.
Amen.
Let's say he wants to love me. Let's just imagine that. And let's say he wants to love me and I just did a bad thing. Can anyone stop him from forgiving me? And can anyone stop him from them blessing me? And can anyone stop him from giving me his own spirit, his own Holy Spirit? And he puts it inside of me and I'm a new creation now. Wow. I mean, that's who you really are, Jerry. You're really not who you used to be. You're really a new creation. Before you tried and you weren't very good at keeping it up. You tried to be successful in all areas of your life and you were in some areas, but not in all areas. And so then you reap the punishment down here. But I got a better idea. Let Jesus take the punishment and then let Jesus give you a free gift. I'd rather be free. I'd rather not have any laws on me expecting me to behave. In other words, if I marry my wife, I don't love her because of something. I just love her. In other words, let's say I loved her because she was pretty. Then if she got in a car accident, I wouldn't love her anymore. Let's say I loved her because she was, you know, light of weight. And then as soon as I got married to her, she plumped out and was heavy. No, I don't love her for any reason. I love her. Period. And so I chose, no matter what, she could do anything she wanted, say anything she wanted. Didn't matter. I still love you. Just as I did. Perfect. That's the power of Jesus Christ inside of you. And I love everybody now. Why? I can live among the pygmies, and I have. I can live in China. I can live in India. I can live in Russia. I can live anywhere I want to live, and I'm happy. I'm not scared. I'm not worried. I can go to prison. I'm still not unhappy. I'll just have a prison ministry. Captive audience, it's very good. You know what? I don't believe that I've ever had a bad day. I believe every day is wonderful. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So I'm always happy. I'm always happy. Margaret, I'm always happy. And you're always happy. Well, not always, but mostly, but you know how to get it anytime you need it. Am I right? It's powerful. Because not like other people. Other people are up and down and up and down. Not us. Why? Because we believe Jesus. That's all. We just believe Jesus. So, I hope you're blessed today. Ibaskene, it means don't let an evil eye put a spell on you so that you're fooled, deceived, and then you think after you're born again you should behave. No. You don't have to behave. You can if you want to. For example, I drink all the whiskey I want now. No, that's true, Margaret. Anybody can see it. I can drink all the whiskey. I can smoke all the cigarettes I want. I don't drink any whiskey, and I don't smoke any cigarettes. But I'm free to. I just don't want to, because I don't think that's me. Since I don't think it's me, I don't need it. Other people feel, I had to take a pill, or I had to take a drink, or I had to. I'm not under any had does. I don't have to do anything. I do always what I want. Amen. Well, do you want to come to Dallas every week like that? Yeah. I don't have to. I want to. Is it because you get a big profit? No. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just I'm free. Do I have to go to Africa? No. I want to. Do I have to go to Israel? No. I want to. I do whatever I want to do, whatever God tells me. That's the thing that you could do. You don't have to, but you could. Okay. And so I do it, and I'm happy. So I've never been under bondage. I will never be a slave of sin or a slave of other people. I'm always going to be free. I don't care what Obama does. I don't care what Trump does. I don't care what Hillary does. I don't care. You know why? Because God is good. Did you know that God loves me no matter what? Put me in any bad situation, I'm going to be happy. Who else is like me? Who else is just like me?
By faith.
Happy.
Hope you learned something today. Ibaskene. Don't let any eye, put a spell on you.
Praise
and you
Lord.
Foolishly then go back into keeping a law when Jesus Christ has already done
Hallelujah.
It. It's finished. Over with. Happy art thou.
Praise God.
Happy art thou. All right. Let's close in prayer.
Happy art thou. What's the verse?
Happy art thou.
There's a verse in the song.
Happy is the man who trusts in the Lord. That's a good one. So I am. I do. I trust his promise. All right. Let's close in prayer. Jerry.
Lord, we thank you for this hour with Jim, which we always look forward to give us inspiration and confidence in your promises to us. May we be instilled by the Spirit as we look to Jesus to guide us in our path through life. Our obedience to him, our love of him, is the greatest gift that we could receive. And he gave us the greatest gift when he died on the cross for us. May we follow the inspiration that Jim gives us throughout the week as we look forward to our next reunion. Amen.
Amen. Powerful prayer. Powerful prayer. Who's your friend?
It's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Hope you...
Alexandria.
What is it?
Alexandria, sorry.
I like that even better than Andrea. Alexandria. That's bigger. It's powerful. Well, God is good. God is great. Go and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Don't get under any laws.
Amen.
Be under the promise. God is with you. You can't fail. How can you fail when you've already succeeded?
Yeah. I like that. How can you fail if you've already succeeded?
That's Amen. Amen.